Exposure to air pollution could increase the risk of developing a form of irreversible sight loss. The survey was printed in a recent edition of the British Journal of Ophthalmology. Air pollutants, which are already known to cause a range of harmful health problems, has now been linked to a heightened risk of age-related macular degeneration, AMD. Here to tell us more is ophthalmologist Parel Desai. So thank you for joining us. What are your thoughts on the study?
Thanks, Barry, for inviting me to talk about this. This is actually a very well-conducted study and applied very rigorous methodology in conducting it. It's an observational cross-sectional study. But I think the fact that air pollution, you know, it's ubiquitous, isn't it? And it's a lifelong exposure for everyone, wherever you are on the planet. So whilst we understand that it can have an effect on our general health, it's not surprising that researchers for eye health and sight loss were keen on exploring for any associations between eye health existed or not. And the fact that we found some is also probably not surprising. The findings reported in the paper are, as I've said, from an observational cross-sectional association between ambient, that's around us, air pollution, and self-reported age-related macular degeneration. It's particularly with the small particulate matter, which is associated with, you know, combustion-related particles.
Why, Parel, are our eyes so susceptible to rises in air pollution?
I think our general understanding for the mechanisms for air pollution-induced health problems are thought to involve two things, two pathways, oxidative stress and inflammation. And the retina is particularly susceptible to both of these. So the retina has one of the highest oxygen-consuming tissues in the human body and has lifelong exposure to oxidative stress just because of its physiological environment and what it does. And oxidative damage increases with age. In the retina, it means that you have cell loss, retinal cell loss, and then, of course, the retina has dysfunction. It can't function optimally. And also, inflammatory mediators and pathways have been linked to the development of retinal diseases, including the development of AMD.
It's not just AMD, though, is it, that's been linked to other sight conditions in the past, I believe glaucoma being one?
There are other conditions, and yet the associations with other conditions haven't been quantified yet. But I think the general feeling that oxidative stress and inflammation that is compounded by air pollution are the general mechanisms for being toxic to cells in the body, which would include cells in the eye. So I think the eye is on the same playing field as anywhere else in the body in terms of the likely changes to its physiological function. And the study that we're talking about today on AMD and the one I just mentioned about the glaucoma are from the UK Biobank cohort. I'm not going to go into great detail about that here, but we're talking about findings from a study published on a UK population.
So I assume, Parel, you would love more to be done on this subject, possibly a larger study with people from a wider range of backgrounds?
Yes, I think that would be very helpful. The study has raised questions around the effect of indoor and occupational exposure to air pollution, and these will have a range on a wide range of health conditions and possibly on eye health. And if so, it'd be important to understand their effect on different population groups, both within a community or a country or between countries, so that you can actually inform appropriate public health and possibly occupational health interventions. It'll vary from whether you're in urban or rural or types of occupations that you do, even in terms of deprivation. So I think, yes, the short answer is yes. I think the other thing is that these sort of studies are really difficult to do because you have to quantify the exposure over time, so how long you've been exposed to air pollution, but also the dose. So if you've been exposed just for a short, sharp dose, that's not the same thing as if you have been exposed lower doses over a longer period of time. So I think that would ideally quantify what the impact of air pollution would be wherever you're exposed to it. But that's hard to do. What we have in the literature is cross-sectional snapshots of associations have been reported, just as in this study that we're talking about.
What would you hope people take from the study?
You wouldn't really want to, you know, cause undue anxiety to your members, you know, that they're going to risk losing their sight if they go outdoors or anything like that. It's about, we've shown these associations, they seem to affect cells in a certain way. The eye's no different. We need to understand that better. We're very fortunate now. Whilst many health conditions have already been associated with air pollution, we now have really fantastic imaging technology routinely available to us, so we can directly examine the impact of various risk factors on different parts of the body. So in terms of pollution, this is a huge step forward for us, for improving our understanding of environmental factors affecting not only our health and our general health, but also our eye health. I think the other thing I'd say is not to look at our eye health separate from everything else, really, because many of the risk factors affecting our general health also affect our eye health and vision. And the only additional thing I would suggest is that you get a regular sight test. Going for a sight test can also pick up general health problems as well. You know, you can't separate eye health from your general health.
Ophthalmologist Parul Desai, thanks very much for your time today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Barry.